We've all been winning a long time since March 22nd, last time the Beavers stepped out onto the ice. Lost in the Mason Cup Championship game, conference's playoff, with a right to go to the national tournament. Beavers losing to the Michigan Tech Huskies, final score of 2-1. How long of a wait has it been? 285,120 minutes, 4,752 hours, 28 weeks and 2 days. 198 days ago, you watched the Beavers play their last game. The wait has been long, and it's long because the Beavers had a sour taste in their mouth, an emptiness inside of them, so close to the national tournament. You have to live with that for the last 198 days, something Jackson Jutting, a fifth-year senior captain for the Beavers, says was not an easy endeavor.
It lasts a while for sure. I mean, you still kind of think about it. We haven't played a game yet, so it's still that time between the last game of the season and the first game of the season. So it definitely fuels the training in the summer, and a lot of guys went back home this summer with that feeling in the pit of their stomach, and you obviously don't want that to happen again. So. It's been a long, long
wait. Beavers scored the first goal of that game. Casper Magnuson, just a freshman, scored at 14:07 of the first. Austin Jopy drives around here to the near side. Jutting has it again, back behind the net. For Jopy, he'll carry to the left side corner. Carries up the left wall, out in front, shoots, scores! Jopy to Casper Magnuson into the back of the net, and the Beavers go up 1-0. What a pass by Austin Jopy.
And talk about turning, firing. Casper Magnuson has come on in the last few weeks as well, and he just turned and rifled it.
Not even a minute later, though, Michigan Tech would score to tie it. Mitch Wolf steals, carries it into the offensive zone, has it chopped off his stick. 2-on-1 back the other way. Picked up here by Nordstrom. Nordstrom with a shot, kicked out of there by Matisseau. Rebound is in the back of the net. Michigan Tech ties it with 5:01 left in this first period. I don't know how Matias made the first save.
Well, and again, the Beavers got caught. Everybody was coming across the blue line. A great poke check by the Michigan Tech defender led to a 2-on-1.
The wait from last March 22nd, long. But the excitement of a new season is here. The Beavers, who were picked to win the league's title by the league's media and picked to finish second by the league's coaches, still have an awful lot of pieces of the puzzle intact from a team that won just their second McNaughton Cup ever last year.
Duluth's ready to play. The Beavs are ready to play. It's been a fun September. You know, just trying to get prepared for this first week right here. There's a different pace and a different intensity to practice this week because it is game week. It's been a long time.
198 days, 4,752 hours, 285,120 minutes. The wait is over. Beavers, Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Face off next from Amsoil here on the Beaver Radio Network.